Welly.
Yes.
And let's turn on the Rumble audio. I just want to make sure it's on. Welly, now that the White House has taken them out, Democrats, I guess, will begin defending Trende Aragua narco-terrorists?
Pretty much, I
in
guess.
In 3, 2, 1. Just waiting for who will go first, screaming their outrage over the dead narco-terrorists, inviting them to settle in sanctuary cities. You know things Democrats do. Mm-hmm. And wow, what a difference in approach. Video, of course, released yesterday, Lee declassified showing a U.S. military blasting the drug boat, killing 11 suspected Venezuelan Trende Aragua narco-terrorists. I know you just had it in the news. What a difference in approach. Okay, let's just review where we are here, okay? Democrats, you'll remember, under Joe Biden, stood down. Democrat officials in Colorado, Aurora was the acknowledged base of operations for Trende Aragua in America, Aurora, Colorado. Democrats stood down from the local police chief all the way up to the governor and the state attorney general, stood down and let Venezuela's Trende Aragua gang violently seize apartment complexes from landlords in Aurora and El Paso, Texas, too, by the way, and take them over. For what purpose? To sell the little girls they kidnapped, as was amply documented by UK Daily Mail, went in there horrified. And I remember I read to you from those articles, wow, they're not just selling women out of here. These are girls. They look awfully young. Yes, that's what Trende Aragua does, Lee. They traffic girls. You could buy yourself a girl. You could buy yourself a woman. Get yourself a little drugs on the side with the girl or the woman. And that's what they were selling out of these apartment complexes. Now, remember how they got the apartment complexes in Aurora and El Paso. The manager of the apartment complex was beaten near to death and told to deliver the message that the owner did not own it anymore, but he better keep paying property taxes or something might happen to his family. Well, the distraught owner of multiple complexes, these were not small, said, okay, I'll go to the police. They gaffed him off. Said, okay, I'll go to the state attorney general, a Democrat, gaffed off. Said, okay, I'm going to send my attorneys to the governor's office, governor of Colorado, a Democrat, gaffed off. Brought in the FBI, who admitted to the local police, yeah, that's Trende Aragua. They're taking over apartment complexes. They're doing it all over the country. And they'll brief you about it all day long under Joe Biden, but they won't do a damn thing about it. All those people, Lee, you remember, knew Trende Aragua controlled those apartment complexes and was spreading its influence and sales of children and women against their will in many cases in Aurora. And what did they do? They lied to America to cover it up and keep Trende Aragua in business. The local police didn't touch a hair on their precious little heads. Despite we would later learn from local reporting, because the mainstream media lied about it, that, oh yeah, the FBI came in months ago, told us, yeah, that's Trende Aragua. They control those apartment complexes. Go take them back. But they didn't, for some weird reason. It was almost like they wanted them to settle in America. Well, what a different kind of approach we saw yesterday when Trump blew them the heck away. Kaboom! Yeah. And that's what it's going to take, Lee. It's what it's going to take. It's going to take them looking over their shoulder. Wow, if I bring this fentanyl in here for China, because that's what Trump is going at right here. This is a partnership between China and Maduro and Trende Aragua and the cartels. And they're going to be looking over their shoulders. Well, and, you know, maybe we should find another country to sell drugs and little girls in.
I wonder if Captain Chris Van Hollen will set off on the Freedom Freedom Flotilla and protect the Trende Aragua drug smuggling boats from the U.S. Navy and escort them to the U.S. Because that seems like to be the – anything that Trump does is bad, even if it's something good. So I'm waiting for Democrats to have a plan to escort these Trende Aragua drug dealers into the U.S. territorial waters here.
You know – I know you're being sarcastic, okay?
But
don't be surprised. Do not be surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, when Trump started cracking down on these gang members, remember CNN went down to Mexico to interview a cartel member to ask how did he feel about this injustice?
Yep.
And a cartel member's like, well, I respect Trump. Well, you know, what are you doing? What he's got to do. I'm doing what I got to do. I got to make money. And CNN was like, you know, no, that would, no, you're supposed to be outraged.
Yeah.
So, you know, Lee, anything's on the table. I'm telling you, I'm waiting, watching the news cycle, waiting to see which Democrat goes first, calling this a human rights atrocity.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, remember the judge, the Democrat judge that was arrested for sheltering a Trende Aragua member?
Oh, yeah.
There is a nexus here that is deliberate. That is not an accident. Trump knows it. He's got the intel and they know it too. They brought in Trende Aragua on purpose. Now, watch this. See what happens, okay? Maduro, as you just had in the news, is screaming and yelling and saying, oh, yeah, this is a regime change. Well, buddy, if you were never actually elected when he took over your country by force and by shooting the protesters who pointed out you only got 30% of the vote, something the UN agrees on.
Yeah.
You can't really remove a guy who isn't actually the president of a country now, can you? He is a thug dictator, but most importantly, what he is the head of is a cartel. It's a cartel. The Socialist Party is a cartel, and I think very much that's what the Democrats, the model the Democrats are trying to copy. It's very profitable. But there's something I'm interested in, Lee, and I've said it over and over and over again. I want to see if they kill Maduro or if they capture him. And it's going to tell me a lot if they capture him. Okay, it'd be a lot easier to kill him. But, and we're now have a record $50 million reward for him. Why do they want him? I think they want to talk to him. And I think they want to talk to him because he keeps saying in speeches to Trump, I didn't mean to send Trende Aragua. I didn't even want to. They're my henchmen. Because Trende Aragua is not like MS-13. It is different. They are socialist, committed socialist. They are the guardians of the Socialist Party of Venezuela. They keep them in power. They are the ones who, when Venezuela confiscated the guns for people's safety, of course, and then redistributed them less than 3 years later, they handed them to Trende Aragua. Now Trende Aragua will ride through the street and shoot you in the head if you protest. That's how it works there. And when Maduro said, I didn't want to send them, Biden made me, and told Trump in speeches, and Lee, my daughter is absolutely fluent in Spanish, but she's got a certificate from the state that she tested fluent. She's been studying it since seventh grade, right? And I sat there, and I'm pretty good at it, but I'm not perfect like she is. And we sat there, and we translated that speech together. I wanted to hear it myself. I want to make sure I'm not crazy. I am hearing this. And she went word for word and translated it for me. He said to Trump, go check the FBI records. The FBI ran Trende Aragua through Colombia into the United States of America. He said, there are safe houses. You will find the records. He said, I didn't want to send them. Biden made me. Biden had a $25 million price on his head. So let's see if they pick him up, if they risk the lives of the troops to pick him up. It might be worth it if that's the intel they're looking for. If he's, you know, and he's saying, I know which houses they ran him through. I know where they ran him through. I know how they ran him through. There's a reason they're interested in Venezuela, Lee. It's not just the injustice of how Maduro took over. There's something else going on there. There's something else going on when Democrats stand down. Look, remember this. Before we even discovered Aurora and heard the story of the apartment complexes being taken over, right? Before any of that, the Democrats in that state were refusing to raid those apartment complexes. This is the acknowledged head of operations for Trende Aragua for the country. Refused to raid them. That poor landlord had to get lawyers, went all the way to the governor's office and couldn't get anything done. That's before anyone knew about it. So that's not them covering for Biden, okay? That's them protecting Trende Aragua and its lines of business so they can become established in a Democrat city. Why? Why? Why would you do that? Really a Democrat state. They've got the mayor there is technically Republican, but he's really a liberal, so it's whatever. But everybody, the attorney general, the, you know, the governor, state police, all of them. Why would you protect them for months and months and months? And that guy finally went public, and that's what got the national attention. Of course, the media lied. They were protecting Trende Aragua. Why? Why? Remember the UK Daily Mail article in El Paso? When it took dozens of local law enforcement from surrounding counties to reclaim a hotel there. And It was literally it's urban combat to take it back, right? But they did. They took it back from Trinidad Arago. So they pulled everybody out of the hotel, all the people they were selling. People they were selling. And you know what was lined up on the curb? Children. They were selling children. Why is the Democrat Party protecting this car? There's stuff here. We're going to learn stuff by the end of this, by the end of this administration that is going to blow our minds. It's all connected to that bombing yesterday. There's 11 narco terrorists. The Democrats will soon be gnashing their teeth over it.